Congressman Steve Daines was not the only new candidate to jump into the race for Montana's open 2014 Senate seat this week. Two-term former Lieutenant Governor John Bollinger quietly announced his intentions at a dinner held by the Lewis and Clark County Democratic Central Committee. That announcement was largely overshadowed by Daines' high-profile Senate bid event on Wednesday. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says Bollinger describes himself as the Democratic candidate most able to beat Daines.
Come in, come in.
Former Lieutenant Governor John Bollinger lives in a beautiful old house on Helena's west side, living with his wife and excitable poodle.
Sophie, no barking.
The 77-year-old former Marine ran a women's clothing store in Billings for more than 30 years. He didn't enter politics until his 50s, serving three terms in the Montana House and then two terms in the Senate, all as a Republican. He then angered the state GOP by joining the ticket of Democratic gubernatorial candidate Brian Schweitzer in 2004. Bollinger says he has always been a moderate.
I think that we have to move to the middle in order to move forward.
But he says he pursued some pretty progressive bills in the state legislature, including gun control, pollution control, and anti-discrimination bills. He's hoping that will be enough to appeal to Democrats in the primary race. So far, he's facing political unknown Wilsall area rancher Dirk Adams and current Lieutenant Governor John Walsh. Walsh has already received support of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee and an endorsement from Senator John Tester. Bollinger calls that inappropriate.
I think it's the people of the state of Montana that should choose the candidate, not these political operatives that work within the party.
He lists his political priorities if elected as bringing home America's military forces.
Put those people to work, restoring our infrastructure.
He also wants to reform the nation's tax code and change Senate rules to remove the filibuster. He says his statewide name recognition and 20 years of public policy experience make him the best suited to defeat Congressman Daines. Bollinger had been considering the race for months, but says the 16-day government shutdown in October and Daines' votes, which initially supported that stalemate, finally made the decision for him.
That was a serious mistake. Caused a great deal of pain for Montanans and people of this country.
Daines is the heavy favorite in the Republican primary. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.